Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 5-Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. I am your host, as always, Scott Edwards. And we're here with a buzzer beater of an episode. And when I say buzzer beater, I mean I am recording this at 12:49 a.m. Friday. You know, this episode has been coming out pretty much at this time every week for the past who knows how much, unless I do it early. We've gone down to the wire this time. We are sitting here, and I have watched everything there is to watch. I have every bit of news that there is possibly needed in the world of Joshi, and I am going to do my best to bring it all to you. Add in the fact that I am doing this, of course, solo. I don't know what kind of episode this is going to be. Yes, I'm exhausted. Yes, I am going to give you a one hell of an episode. It's been a long week, though. It's been a long week. Let's have a conversation here first, because last week's episode obviously came out early. Me and Peps had a great conversation, and there was a lot to talk about, you know, coming off of the big pay-per-view for Stardom. The conversion. So it's been a long time since I've gotten on the mic for this show, and a lot has changed in life, you know. So Thursday last week, I was unfortunately laid off from my job unexpectedly, out of nowhere. No one really knew. And my position was eliminated. So that was tough. That was tough. And it's been a tough week. It's been a tough week. And I just want to thank those who continue to listen to this podcast, whether it's one person, whether it's 100 people. I truly do thank you for listening to this each and every week. It's a podcast like this that keeps me going. Yes, I may be recording this at an ungodly hour. But this is all I really got right now in terms of things I'm enjoying. You know, I'm wishing for a lot moving forward, but things happen in life that, you know, it is what it is. I've known people that have gotten laid off and experienced that in life, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone, because the feeling and the realization, it's not great, but we move forward, and that's why I love doing this show, the 5-Star Joshi Show, right here on the Fight Game Media Network. You know, things could always be better. Things could always be worse. So in a sense, I'm happy for the kick in the butt. I'm going to be bringing as much content as possible to this show moving forward. I'm going to have a lot of exciting new things coming up because, you know, when things go tough, what do? I prefer to almost bury myself in my content. It's just how I go. And I'm hoping that this episode, despite the sad nature of the start here, I hope this episode is one that many enjoy. Because I know I need it. Hopefully, you know, if anyone else needs it out there, I hope I can deliver that for you. So, with that, without further ado, we will move forward. We will talk all the goodness in the world of Joshi this week. We, of course, are going to talk Stardom. We are, of course, going to talk Marigold. We will even preview the TJPW Cross show this week. And, of course, now Kakuta's Produce show, which will feature Hameka as a special guest referee, as well as one fantastic and exciting main event featuring Stardom talent. So obviously something to look forward to there. But there was a lot this week, and we're going to start at Forbidden Door. Forbidden Door had three matches we got to talk about. Obviously, if you want to hear other Forbidden Door thoughts, we have podcasts all over this network right here. You can do that. But I'm here to give the Joshi / women's wrestling thoughts because, you know, they have connections to this show. There was three Stardom talent on the show. Of course, the New Japan Strong women's title is a title I consider a Joshi championship. So we'll get to all to it right now. And that starts with the pre-show on the 0 Hour, and kind of a surprise, but a welcome surprise. Tam Nakano and Momo Watanabe headed over to the States to compete alongside Willow Nightingale and Chris Statlander in a tag team match. Tam and Willow got the win when Tam pinned Momo Watanabe with the Twilight Dream suplex. These two really killed it. They really did. Like, they had to work for it. And when I say they had to work for it, I mean they had to work for the crowd to get into them. Again, this was the 0 Hour, so the crowd wasn't even full yet, but this crowd was tough all night. For a lot of matches, but they got them. You know, they won them over. Tam and Momo really did a great job. I thought they meshed well with Willow and Chris, you know, two of the best in that company, obviously. So wasn't too bad of a mashup there, but I think they helped push that story forward a little bit. And, you know, Tam is, you know, a star wherever she goes. And it was really interesting to see Momo in a scenario like this, but I thought she thrived, and I thought it was nicer than, you know, some of the Uedo Tai stuff she's been doing. So that was cool to see. And I had no problem with, you know, Stardom talent pinning a Stardom talent any way, shape, or form. We see it all the time, right? So a good match, one that I would recommend, you know, if you're into Stardom, if you like Stardom, you check out the 0 Hour. I think it's worth your time. And I'd love to see Chris Statlander in Stardom. That's one thing I really took away from that match. You know, we've seen Will. We'd love to see Willow back. But I would love to see Chris there. You know, once upon a time, it was a possibility. Didn't happen. Let's make it happen. I think it would be a great fit moving forward. Next up, we had the AEW Women's World Championship match. Of course, the story has been told for months. It would be Toni Storm versus Mina Shirakawa. And, you know, Mariah May, neutral, in the middle, watching, you know, her two, you know, friends, I guess. I don't really know what I... In many ways, she has been the one learning under both and trying to get better. So going into this match, I expected some sort of flip. I expected Mariah to pick a side, to... but she stayed neutral till the end. And I do think that benefited the story in the end, because now it gives them a real reason to continuously bring back Mina, which we'll get to later. In the idea of, I think that's going to be happening plenty moving forward. But the match, yeah, this was a big time Mina showing. You know, if you watched Mina last year when she got the chance to win the Wonder and have that little reign, you know, she really was hitting on this high level that I had never seen before from her. And, you know, she had some great five stars, obviously, but she was hitting at that level. And I felt like in this match, she really carried most of it. She's just such a charismatic star that got herself over in the States. And it was always going to happen. I've said it on the show many times. The moment she headed to America, she was going to become loved. And that is what happened. But she had a really good wrestling match with Toni Storm. And, you know, in the end, Toni Storm hit the Storm Zero to get the win. No one expected Mina to walk out. But in terms of quality matches, I thought it was really high quality. I thought it was one of, if not Tony's best defense in this reign. Like, I think Mina did such a good job and she should be so proud. And while I did expect Mariah May to make a decision here, I don't mind not doing that because, like I said, it gives Mina a reason to come back. Obviously, they shared the triple kiss in the end to seal it. They're all good and happy now, so that's cool to see. But good match. Really proud of what Mina accomplished there, and she should be every bit of proud. I think that hashtag we want Mina, that is a real thing. I think people are going to want to see Mina time and time again in an AEW ring, and I think they're going to get it. I truly do. I don't think this is it for Mina Shirakawa by any means. So congrats to her. Congrats to both of them for delivering a very solid match on this card. And then, of course, we had the double championship second to last match. It was Mercedes Moné versus Stephanie Vaquer for the TBS and New Japan Strong Women's Championship. Obviously, the New Japan Strong Women's title, a title that we all knew was meant for Mercedes Moné, but it never happened because she got hurt in the tournament, which led to Willow being the champion and Julia being the champion for a long time. Mercedes never got clear to do that match, which is a match that New Japan / Stardom really wanted to do, just never got there. So Vaquer plugged in. Vaquer had become a real solid push star in the New Japan Strong division on a lot of those U.S. shows. She had that great title defense against Azumi, which truthfully, I think, you know, you look at this reign, I think that's the highlight match of the reign. She looked like a star now in this match against Mercedes. But if you're looking for the best match, I thought that match with Azumi was the best. But let's talk about this match. You know, the result was never in question, but it was a matter of how much would these two click. They clicked so well the first time, and I thought this match really was all about Stephanie Vaquer. I don't think Mercedes necessarily had her best in-ring night, but it didn't matter because, one, Mercedes just carries such an aura that even if she has an off night, in quotes, it's still very good. And she, you know, again, made Vaquer look like $1 million in while not winning the match, which, again, was always going to happen this way. But it's cool to see Mercedes Moné now hold that title. And I wonder how much we're going to see her defend it on a New Japan show. Obviously, we're building toward All In now. And if I remember correctly, I don't think New Japan is running a U.S. show until Capital Collision. Yes, which is August 30th. I believe that is a week after All In. So that's a potential spot to have her defend. I don't think she's going to Japan anytime soon. But we do now know when her and AEW will be going to Japan. And that, of course, is for Wrestle Dynasty in the Tokyo Dome on January 5th. It will be AEW, New Japan, CMLL, Ring of Honor, and Stardom. Wrestle Dynasty in the Tokyo Dome, the Japanese version of the Forbidden Door pay-per-view. But instead of, you know, presenting it as AEW and New Japan Presents, no, this is all five equal footing going into a big time show in the Tokyo Dome, something to really look forward to. But we'll talk about more of that later when we get to the Stardom news, which brings us to Stardom. Stardom, busy week here. They had two Cork and Hall shows, obviously, one this past weekend, and then, of course, one on Thursday. We're going to review both. They also had a show in Shinjuku on Sunday featuring a great main event. So we're going to get to all of it, and there was a lot of news in Stardom, which I appreciate, by the way. I always appreciate a lot of news. So this was the first show on Saturday, Cork and Hall. 946 in attendance, so a good number for them. Just under the 1K. That's the number we're looking for, especially on weekends. But when you're running three Cork and Halls in an 8-day span, you'll take it. You know, you'll take this. The opening match was a high-speed championship match. Saya Kamatani defeating Fuki in Death, successfully defending the title for the second time. Very by the books. Fuki in Death title defense, you know, like, or title challenge, I mean. The follow-up to Saya Kamatani, and speaking about Saya Kamatani, listen, I have no problem with the person who is Saya Kamatani. I want to stress that. You know, this week, a like heckler fan was very rude to her in a autograph session, which that is just absolutely uncalled for. You know, that is not something that any of these wrestlers sign up for because they're booked one way or the other, right? You know, I talked about it ad nauseum last week about the Queen's Quest stuff, and I didn't like it, and I don't think Saya Kamatani came off looking like this major babyface necessarily following all that, but that doesn't mean I would go up to her and be rude to her. She's still this awesome, great wrestler who I love watching and I respect. You know, like people just take it way too far. So I hope she's doing well after all that. I know she wasn't. And this defense, you know, it was just to reset Saya in many ways, right? After the loss, after Queen's Quest dissolving, essentially, this was a way to reset, reestablish herself as a champion. So with that, simple enough, simple defense, did exactly what it was supposed to do. So for that, good job. You had Aya Sakura winning against Rion, her first singles win, I believe. So that's good to see for Aya. You had a God's Eye team of Ami Soray, Rana Yagami, and Saki Kashima teaming up with Hina and Lady C. So starting to see those connections where they may be going. They've teamed up with only God's Eye so far. So seems like a formality at this point. Against Natsupoi, Sayori Ano, Sayaka Kara, Tam Nakano, and Yuna Mizumori, it was the God's Eye team getting the win, which, you know, you read these lineups, it's very shocking, but there's enough people to pin. But it was Ami Soray, actually, that pinned Sayori Ano. Because, again, they're telling the story of Sayori being in this slump, right? After the Wonder match. I don't know if she needed to lose a tag to continue that, but that is the idea. And we saw her wake up on the Thursday show, so we'll talk about that. The new faction, or non-official but soon-to-be official faction of Azumi, Mei Sara, Miyu Amasaki, and Starlight Kid teamed up to defeat Ueda Tai's Momo Watanabe, Natsuko Tora, Ruaka, and Tekla. I'm going to give big props to Azumi, Sara, Amasaki's kid on the second show, and I'll give a lot of my thoughts about them as a group on that show, so we'll just wait for that. Hanan, Mayutani, Momokogo, and Saida defeated Hanako, Maika, Wakasukiyama, and Zena. Then we had a Future Stardom Championship match, which is a notable match, as Rina and Nanami went to a 15-minute time limit draw. Nanami is the reigning World Wonder Pro Wrestling Diana Crystal champion. She has a crown. So it's not too shocking that this went to a draw, but it's another case of, I think, you know, Taro Okada as a booker just kind of letting the partnerships I don't want to say dictate the booking, but they get their way. You know, they're getting their way in a lot of these situations. I mean, you know, Mike Awada is champion right now. Like, she's Wonder Stardom champion. You know, there's things that are moving, and, you know, I talked about it last week, the New Blood show, Hanako couldn't even beat Saran of Ice Ribbon. So it's like, they're not getting a ton of wins against outside opponents right now, which is very weird. You're not hurting, I don't think you're hurting the wrestlers as much as you're hurting the brand itself. But we'll see. It's still early. It's nice to see all these wrestlers involved. I love seeing the Stardom wrestlers outside of Stardom. I think that is very exciting with all this. But Rina, again, you know, this is two 17-year-olds having a 15-minute match. It's asking a lot of them, but I thought they had a fun, enjoyable watch. You know, that's kind of what you look for, or at least what I look for with the Future of Stardom Championship. It's like, I'm not going to take this too seriously. You know, I'm not going to look at this match and expect a 5-star classic. I just want them to come out of it looking better than they did going into it, you know? And I think that's what they did. I think Nanami's quite good as well for her age. And, you know, we sing the praises of Rina as much as possible because she's just really stepped up since getting this future belt. And I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. I believe it'll be Rana Yagami next. Rana, of course, made it to the finals of the Catch the Wave future blocked series. She'll be facing, who is she facing? Oh, Hinoka of Wave. So obviously a good spot for her. Congratulations to her. I think her versus Rina will be really good. So I am looking forward to that one. That is a good one. Rana's been awesome. You know, Rana, I've watched the Wave matches. I've just watched her on these shows. She is making the stride you want to see. Out of all the rookies that debuted at the end of last year, you know, Yuzuki's in a class of her own. I just put her there. She's so good. But I think Rana is comfortably number two right now. I love Sayaka Carrara. I love Aya Sakura. I think Hanako's last. Rian's still very fresh. So don't have to rank her yet. But I think Rana's just really stepping up. She feels like a future main eventer, which is great, you know.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a Truebolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big money at Menards.
Then you had the main event. The main event. FWC defending the Goddess of Stardom Championships against Shuri and Konami. And listen, I knew going into this, the inevitable was that we were getting new champions. I knew it, but I didn't want to think it was going to happen. I have no problem with Konami and Shuri at all. I'm so happy that Shuri actually gets to do something, truthfully. But man, FWC was on another incredible run with these belts. And to me, they had overcome a crazy star push as champions, as well as Wingori's consistency through the year to establish themselves as the tag team of the year. So it just sucks to see them lose because I just love them. I love what they bring. Hazuki's top 10 in the world right now. Top 10 in the world. Doesn't matter what gender. Top 10 in the freaking world right now. So for that, I'm upset she lost. And she did take the pin on Konami. Konami cheated, which is an interesting story point to follow. Konami used an Oedo Tai chair over Hazuki's head, smashing it. Shuri didn't see it. The ref didn't see it. But Hazuki felt it. And it's clear that they are playing up to this idea that maybe Konami may be rejoining Oedo Tai in the future. They will be the next challengers. They immediately made that clear after this match, and we'll talk about the Corkin from Thursday that confirmed that it'll be them challenging. I don't understand it. I don't know why Konami had to do the heel move to beat FWC. I'm fine with Shuri and Konami being champions, assuming it's going to last more than a Oedo Tai defense. But FWC was just on such a roll. It's like the best thing that's been going on in Stardom this year, consistently start to finish, has been tag team wrestling, right? Yeah, Aphrodite, Crazy Star, FWC. As good as it gets every single match. And I don't think Shuri and Konami would be ruining that. It's just FWC have so much more room to go. So much room to go. So many more potential matchups. So for that, I'm upset. I am. But with that, we have new Goddess of Stardom champions. New champions in Stardom once again. So that's something. Very newsworthy show. Then the Shinjuku show, which was the day after, was a very, very whatever show up until the main event to me. So the opening match saw Hinako and Maika defeat Rian and Sayakatani, as well as Momokogo and Saida. Zena defeated Aya Sakura. Wakasukiyama defeated Lady C and Sayaka Karara. God's Eyes team of Ami Sarai and Saki Kashima defeated Natsupoi and Yudami Zamori. Konami, Rana Yagami, Shuri, and Hina defeated Oedo Tai's Natsuko Tora, Rina, Ruaka, and Tekla. And in the main event, we had Azumi, Mei Sarah, Miyu Amasaki, and Starlight Kid defeat the Stars team of Hanan, Hazuki, Koguma, and Mayu Iwatani. This match was great. There it was great. And you've listened to the show. For the most part, Stars has really been the team to be carrying a lot of these house shows. Well, we got another faction in town that's going to do a lot of help in that. And that, of course, is this new faction. Let's talk about this new faction. We can call them the Crazy Kids. We can call them New Season. We can call them whatever the hell you want. There's ups and downs with the idea of this faction. The ups are that it's five incredible talents, right? Even Namasaki has become such a awesome part of house shows, especially. And then the other four, you know, they speak for themselves. I think they're going to make house shows really exciting. That's the beauty of their faction. House shows are going to be really good because no matter the team up you get from them, it's just going to be entertaining. You know, like Starlight Kid and Amasaki we saw this week. Azumi and May Sarah we saw this week. Azumi and Starlight Kid's coming up this weekend. May Sarah and Starlight Kid. And then, of course, you bring in the Suzu aspect of it, which is just going to be awesome. I love this faction, guys. Like, I really do. I have no problems with it. There's going to come a time when we have to figure out, like, placement, right? And who is third, right? Who's the third wheel? We know it's Starlight Kid's faction. But who is going to be the third wheel? Is it going to be Suzu? Is it going to be Azumi? It's a tough spot. May Sarah being fourth obviously doesn't please me, but it's just the way we're going. And then Miyu Amasaki will serve as the pin eater, surely. But she's great at doing the underdog stuff, so it's fine. So that's like, I guess that's like, it's a concern. It's not necessarily a complaint, it's a concern. How are they going to make this faction feel? But they really bring it. This match, they brought it. We got to see some great connections here. We saw Azumi and Mayu absolutely cook it up. And then we saw the match close with May Sarah and Hanan, which you know how much I love that. That is the best. That is, to me, one of the most exciting matchups in Stardom. Every time they face off, it is serious. It's gritty. It's nasty. It's exciting. And they proved it again here, closing out the match for like really what felt like 5 minutes of back and forth between these two. It's one of the best house show, like full-on house show, don't include Korakuen, matches of the year for Stardom, truly. And, you know, these four are hungry. These four are determined. And you can feel that. You can feel that with them all together. So I'm excited to see what they do more and more as time goes on. And, of course, when Suzu comes back, we'll really get a feel of how this is going to be presented. Is it going to be Crazy Star as a team and Starlight Kid as a world challenger and Azumi as a wonder challenger? You know, those are the questions. Those are the questions for now. But really good match here. Well worth your time. The new faction rules. Plain and simple. New faction rules. It does. Like, you know, forget my concerns. The idea of the faction and how loaded it is, it absolutely rules. Period. End story. So that's one thing from this week that I really enjoyed. Moving on, we have the Thursday Korakuen, which brings us to a lot of news. So as I said before we get there, both Saya Kamitani and Rana Yagami advanced in the Pro Wrestling Wave Catch the Wave tournament. Kamitani got her win back over Risa Sarah, advancing to the semifinals against Itsuki Aoki. One win away from the final, and then Rana is one win away from winning the finals of the future block against Hinoka, as I mentioned earlier. Wrestle Kingdom week. Big news. Big news in Japan. Taro Okada and Hiroshi Tanahashi held a press conference together. Obviously, Stardom is now officially a subsidiary of Wrestle Kingdom, of New Japan Pro Wrestling. So this was kind of their first big meeting to present both as one. and they announced what is the most stacked Wrestle Kingdom week, just including the Bushiroad shows, we've ever seen. So let's get into it. It starts off with Sunday, December 29th, and ends Monday, January 6th. We'll talk about the important Stardom shows here, which are, they're involved in a total of four shows. So lots going on. On Sunday, December 29th, as you'd expect, the tradition continues. Stardom will be back in Ryogoku Sumo Hall for their annual spot. What is worth noting is that they did not name this show Stardom Dream Queendom. That is very notable. It just says Stardom Ryogoku Sumo Hall. So potentially a name change there, which I don't love. I do not need that to happen. I like the Dream Queendom name, but maybe they're trying to change it up away from the idea of All-Star Grand Queendom. Maybe they want something different. Newsflash, Wrestle Queendom, if that's what they're trying to switch to, is taken from Pro Wrestling Eve. So we'll wait and see what the new name is, but worth noting. The New Japan and Stardom will team up for a joint event on Thursday, January 2nd, called Pro Wrestling Matsuri. It will be a festival, I believe, at the Belsa Haneda Airport. So it's a very interesting new show. I don't know if it's airing anywhere, but it's happening. So another big addition to the big time Bushiroad week. On Friday, January 3rd, it'll be Stardom New Year Dream 2024 at the Tokyo Garden Theater, a new venue they are running for the first time ever. So that's two major shows for Stardom in a week. Three, if we, I don't know what the joint event's going to look like, but potentially three. And then Saturday, January 4th, will be Wrestle Kingdom 19 in the Tokyo Dome. Sunday, January 5th, Wrestle Dynasty in the Tokyo, which of course will involve Stardom. And then Monday, January 6th, New Year Dash. It's asking a lot from a booking standpoint to have such major shows for Stardom back to back to back to back. And listen, this is going to be a great week for them to sell tickets. They're going to sell a lot of tickets, right? This is the time that a lot of people from around the world travel to Japan. It's Wrestle Kingdom week after all. It's the holidays in Japan, so they run unbelievable amount of shows day after day after day. But it's going to be tough. It is going to be tough for Stardom to book something interesting for Queendom or whatever the hell that show is. The biggest show of the year, arguably, for them. And then days later for New Year Dream, last year they leaned on a Triangle Derby one-day tournament, or this year, I should say, which, you know, is fine, but I don't think they're going to do that. And then, of course, Wrestle Dynasty, which they have a part in. So there's a lot going on here, and you have to give and take. And based off of what Dave Meltzer said on Wrestling Observer Radio, they won't be the only ones running a show on January 3rd. As Dave mentioned, Marigold will be doing the same. So I believe for the first time, it'll be pay-per-view versus pay-per-view that day between the two companies. So something to look out for. But Wrestle Kingdom week, if you enjoy sleep, you're not going to get any. I know I'm not, but I'm excited. I'm a little scared of booking all those shows for Stardom just because it's a lot, you know, especially coming off your biggest show. But hey, it's a challenge. It's a challenge that they're taking on. So we'll have to wait and see how it goes. Let's get to the Corkin from today, because of course we have 5-star lineups updated to go through, and then we'll preview the weekend for Stardom. So it was the Stardom Nighter in Korakuen, kind of a new themed show. that they're going for. It is with the idea of, it is with the idea of trying to get a different crowd in. It was a trial of sorts to sell cheaper tickets to encourage workers and students to attend. They got 796 in the arena, which is, you know, we'll see. We will see how this continues to go. You know, it's the problem of running three in a week. That's asking a lot, I think. But that's just me. Like, that's just a lot. But hey, tickets are tickets, right? So let's get to the show itself. Tam Nakano defeated Rion in the opening match. You know, Rion's starting to click things together. I'm enjoying her little matches here and there. You know, shows something against Tam, shows something against me, Sarah. Baby steps. But it's good to see. Rina and Azusa Inaba defeated Waka Tsukiyama and Hanako, and Azusa Inaba got the pin. I really like Rina and Azusa as a team. I came to the conclusion after watching this that I wouldn't mind if they were the next New Blood tag champs. Listen, I don't want Wingori to lose. But if they're looking to change the champs in that multi-team tag that they're doing, presumably at the next New Blood or whenever, I would like this team to be the new champs. I think they're really good together, and I think they're only getting better as a duo. You had Hanan, Hazuki, and Momokogo defeating Yuna Mizumori, Ayasaka, and Sayakakara. Really good action here, as you'd expect between these two teams. Azumi May Sarah defeated Mina Shirakawa and Zena when May Sarah pinned Zena. This was really good. I thought this was the second best match of the show. Zena freaking rules, dude. You know, we talked about it last week after her great showing as Micah, and just continues on. She is great. If Mina Shirakawa is leaving or doing half and half with AEW moving forward, I'm making Zena the number two in God's eye, unquestionably. I think she can fit into that spot. Unless they do Saya Kamatani in a swerve, which, you know, they're not hiding the idea. But I think Zena's really stepped up in terms of her in-ring work. She's right there, you know. She's delivering against these opponents. I thought she did really good work with Azumi and May Sarah here, chopping the hell out of both of them, which was a lot of fun. You know, she took the pin here, which is fine, but, you know, I think there's something to continuing to push her. And with Azumi and May Sarah getting the pin, they did tease a Artist of Stardom title match. Perhaps the crazy kids are running right into it. If they do, give them the belts. No hesitation. Give crazy kids the belts, please. Shuri, Konami, Saki Kashima, Rana Yagami, and Hina teamed up against Oedo Tai's Natsuko Tora, Momo Watanabe, Tekla, Ruaka, and Fuki in Death, with Tekla pinning Shuri, with help from Momo, to get them some sort of Goddess of Stardom championship match. I'm going to guess it's Momo and Tekla as the first challengers for Konami and Shuri, and I'm sure they'll put that match on either the Wonder or World of Stardom title matches at the end of the month. So something to watch there. Obviously, the Konami using the chair thing has me concerned about that match going in. Perhaps Konami is turning on Shuri. Yes, it's setting in. Yes, it's setting. Mayu Iwatani and Koguma faced off with Starlight Kid and Miyu Amasaki. Mayu and Koguma won when Mayu made Miyu Amasaki tap out. Good match here, but what you would expect. Miyu Amasaki continues to get better and better and better. Starlight Kid and Miyu Amasaki, by the way, heading to Sendai Girls on the 20th in the Sendai Pit. They'll be facing Team 200 Kilograms. So Good luck to them. Should be a great match, though. But good luck to them. Then we had Miko Wada and Minami of Sendai Girls invading. They faced Saori Ano and Natsupoi. This match went to a 20-minute time limit draw. I'm sorry. I think Saori could have pinned Minami. I really do. I think that would have been a fine spot. I know she's a tag champion, but come on. I've seen Minami get pinned in Sendai Girls as tag champion multiple times. They could have had her pin her here. Match was really good, though. I think Iwata works phenomenally with Saori. Like, they just have a seamless chemistry in the ring. I also think that Natsupoi and Iwata was a good matchup. And Minami just impresses, you know? She's still only 19 years old, which I learned this week and absolutely blew my mind. If you want to hear me, you learn that live. I did it on Puro Gems with Peps. That's, of course, Peps' podcast. You can check it out anywhere you get your podcast. But, yeah, that was a real crazy realization. But Saori woke up. Saori was re-inspired, right? She was so down after losing the title. She was re-inspired. She fought back. And that leads us to July 15th for the Sendai Girls World title and the Wonder Storm title will be Miko Wada versus Saori Ano. Huge match. And it'll be airing live on Wrestle Universe. So big victory there. Natsupoi will be the next challenger, by the way. No matter who is the champion, she is challenging at that Wonder Show at the end of the month. That is clear to me. They're not holding back on that anymore. I'm very excited. I think Iwata, right now, I think Iwata wins and Poi might be beating her, which is weird. I thought Poi beating Ano made more sense, but we will see when we get there. And the main event was the remaining Golden Generation of Maika, Saya Kamatani, and Saida facing Tomoka Inaba, Ami Sorey, and Lady C. The Golden Generation trio won, of course, but this gave us some preview between Maika and Inaba, and these two really hit it off, as you'd expect. Inaba should have the match of her career when these two face off, because one, she's really good when she's in the big match. I'm hoping she clicks like we know she can. And two, Maika's going to do everything in her power to give her the match of her career. You know, these two are like sisters, or were like sisters. It's only natural that they go out there and try to tear the house down at the JTO anniversary show later this month, also on July 15th. So that was the Stardom Nighter in Cork, and this one was pretty good. Very long show, lots of matches. But let's talk about the big announcement. That, of course, was the 5-star second round of reveals for the tournament we're going to go through. Each, I think it's a good crew, though, overall. I think it's, we have one amazing block, to be fair. But Red Stars A has now added two members. The block currently stands as Maika, Hazuki, Natsuko Tora, Natsupoi, Konami, and Sendai Girls Minami. So cool to see her in there. Tough for like the likes of Ruaka and Miyu Amasaki and others, you know. 19-year-old gets in there before you. But Minami's good, so it's okay. This block's all about Hazuki and Natsupoi. They're going to be the ones that are getting the best out of everyone. And the final member of the group will seemingly be a play-in of some sort, whether it be a tournament or not. We have two of those, so something to look out for. Let's talk about Red Stars B, though. This is the block, folks. This is one of the best blocks I've ever seen in professional wrestling. Mayu Iwatani, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, my GOAT. You know it. Tam Nakano, Momo Watanabe, Azumi, and the three additions, Mei Sara, Saya Iida, and JTO's Tomoka Inaba. It's beautiful. It's perfect. Like, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change a thing about this block. It's perfect. This is going to have, to quote Sheamus, banger after banger after banger. Mayu Iwatani is facing Tam, Momo, Azumi, Mei, Sarah, Saeeda, and Tomoki Inaba. You need to understand how excited I am. Man, I love five-star season. I really do. Do I love the four blocks? Not necessarily, but they gave me this block, so it doesn't matter anymore. I know I'm getting six amazing matchups per wrestler here. I can't complain. I really can't. This is a win. This is a victory. I'm so excited. Mei Sarah versus Mayu. You know what that means to me? You know what that means to me? That match is a Scott E special. Damn it. I'm excited. Azumi, I think, could be MVP this year. In terms of match quality, I think she could be MVP this year. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited looking at this block. It's so good. It's so good. I know Ida's going to take a lot of losses, but he's been killing it. So good. Blue Stars A, they are missing two members. So they only added one wrestler in the announcements. It will be Sayori Ano, Shuri, Starlight Kid, Xena, Koguma, returning to the tournament this year, as well as X and a second play-in competitor. If I was to determine the plans, and by the way, notably, Mina Shirakawa, not in the tournament at all. Nowhere to be found. My guess is she's going to be starting to split time between AEW and Stardom moving forward, and they just don't have room to put her in, which I don't think is going to make a lot of people happy, but that's the reality. That is the reality I accepted long ago when she headed over to AEW. I didn't think she'd be along for Stardom anymore, and that seems to be the direction. Her missing the five-star stinks, but it's an opportunity. I'm hoping Miyu Amasaki makes it in. I'm hoping for the play-ins, both Miyu Amasaki and Rina play-in. I think they have earned it this year, and I think it's better to go with young talent like that rather than something else. So that's how I'm feeling regarding that at the very least. But yeah, it seems like Mina is all done. Tough. We don't know exactly what the plan looks like, by the way, yet, but remains to be seen. And also on the X's, there's two X's. I'll get to the Blue Stars B in a second, but I expect one of those talent at least to be an AEW talent and maybe one more outside talent, whether it be an Awada or some a little bit more of a big name. You know, when you treat someone as X, it has to deliver. So I'm thinking an AEW, at least one AEW talent and maybe another Joshi star. So from outside the company. And then of course, Blue Stars B, based off the eye test, I do think this is the weakest block so far. So hopefully the double X comes through. It will be Suzu Suzuki, Saya Kamatani, Hanan, Ami Sore, Saki Kashima, who said she didn't originally want in the tournament, so that made me laugh. And for the first time ever, Tekla joins the fray, with the second X being in this block. I'm hoping the X is, you know, big time talent one way or the other. It's very, again, very top heavy with Suzu, Saya, and Hanan for me, for my personal taste. But it'll be interesting to see how, you know, Tekla does in her first try with Saki Kashima. We know what she's there for, and as to play spoiler. And then, of course, Ami Sarai, who's, you know, stepped up this year. They've put her in big spots, of course, a finalist for the Cinderella tournament. But that was a five-star Grand Prix. They also announced big schedule. They announced the opening night schedule, which we will go through real quick here. Obviously, I'll be doing a five-star preview, probably live on YouTube towards the beginning of August. But the show looks like this to open up. From Red Stars A, we'll have Micah versus Natsupoi, Hazuki versus Minami, and Konami versus Natsuko Tora. In Red Stars B, it'll be Mayu Iwatani versus Tam Nakano. That'll be your main event, obviously. Can Tam finally beat Mayu? I hope not. Azumi versus Momo Watanabe, huge match there as well. And Mei Sarah versus Tomoka Inaba, that's what it's all about. Well, Shuri versus Starlight Kid in Blue Stars A, as well as Sayori Ano versus X, and Xena versus one of the play-ins. Suzuki will face Hanan, So big time match on opening night. Saya Kamatani and Ami Sarai will face off in a previous Wonder of Stardom title match we've seen. And Saki Kashima will face the other ex-competitor on that show. So lots to look forward to. 12 tournament matches on the opening night. Whole schedule's out. Lots of fun coming. Man, I love the 5-star. I really do. I really do. 5-star, 5-star is great, you know? It's why we watch. You know, it is. It's why we watch. Cannot wait. That is it, though, for Stardom this weekend. They are back at Cork and Hall one more time with a card, for sure. It's definitely a card. It doesn't jump out to me as much as their previous cards. But here's the card as followed. Lady Seen Rana Yagami versus Zena and Rian. Saka Karara versus Tekla in kind of a follow-up from the situation they had at this court on Thursday. Korkin. Saki Kashima and Hina team up versus Yunami's and Morinaya Sakura. Mei Sarumi Yamasaki team versus Wakasukiyama and Hanako. Hazuki Koguma and Momo Kogo face off with Natsuko Tora, Rina, and Fukigen Death. Shuri Konami, Ami Sorei versus Tam Nakano, Sayori Ano, and Natsu Poi. Azumi and Starlight Kid face Momo Watanabe and Ruaka. And in your main event, which should be a great main event, it'll be Mayu Yutani, Hana, and Sayida versus Mika, Mina Shirakawa, and Saya Kamatani. Something interesting to follow for sure. That does not seem to be slowing down. So worth noting there. But I believe that is it for Stardom. Outside of also, we have Stardom involvement this Saturday. As both Sayori and Natsu Poi will be competing at Nao Kakuta's produce show, which is, you know, a way to celebrate as she heads into retirement. It's a 4-match card. The first match on the card will be Cherry versus Kekaru Sekiguchi with Hameka making a return. She'll be serving as special guest referee, which is very cool. We'll have Mizuki, Suzume, Arisu Endo, Palm Harajuku, and Yuki Rai in a battle royale. I wouldn't be shocked if they're dressed as Nao Kakuta. In the semi-main event, you'll get Maika Ozaki versus Himawari in a singles match. And in your main event, it'll be Nao Kakuta and Tehoma versus Sayori Ano and Natsu Poi. That should be really good. I'm looking forward to that one. You know, it's everyone that has histories of some sort with Nao, but you get this big time main event as she closes out her career this month. The show airs live on Wrestle Universe at 11 p.m. Eastern this Friday, so worth checking out. Can't hurt. I'm sure the main event will be quite good. It's Sayori Poi, after all. Why would not? And now let's kick it over to Marigold before we close out the show here. Obviously, we are 1 week away from a massive, 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 I'll say it one more time, massive show. And they have announced the full card. I'll be previewing it next week, reviewing it the day of. So there you go. Live on YouTube, we will be reviewing Marigold Summer Destiny on the 13th on the Fight Game Media YouTube channel. I'll have some guests, something to look forward to. Should have an official announcement soon to set your reminders. But Marigold announced the full card for the Summer Destiny show with a press conference this past Monday. So let's talk about it, shall we? The first match, we'll see the official Marigold debut of Reo Maramori, but she has changed her name. It will now be Rhea Seto. Seto? Rhea Seto, which is a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure reference. That's her big thing. That's why she hits the pose and stuff. You know, that's her show. So cool for her. She'll be facing Kimono and Nami. I believe that will be a dark match. That'll be match zero of sorts. So It'll be her big first match. The opening match will see, or one of the opening matches, we'll see Koki Amare and Go Chica, the Twin Tower, team up against Victoria Yuzuki and X. This is when I bring up the idea that Pro Wrestling Wave did announce this week that Kazuna Tanaka is no longer with the company. I'll just say that. X can be anyone. There's been, you know, Maya Fukuda left Glate recently. Obviously, Cat Mask Calico left Actress Girls a few months ago now, or a month or two ago. Anything's possible. But Kazuna makes a lot of sense to me. But we'll see. We will see. I think someone else, maybe someone else left. I don't know. Lots of movement. But Victoria Yuzuki and X versus the Twin Tower will be on this show. We'll also have Chiaki and Nagisa Nozaki teaming up. We'll get to how they became a duo. They'll be facing Myla Grace and Zeta Steel. For the Superfly Championship, it will be Natsumi Shozuki versus Misa Matsui one-on-one. That should be excellent. Big time match will be Nanai Takahashi, Nao Ishikawa, and Mai Sakurai. So Marigold versus LLPWX. They will face Nori, Takako Inoue, and Shinobu Kandori. Big time match. I'm looking forward to that one. I think that'll be a lot of fun. In the rematch of rematches for the United National Championship, to get to the United National Finals one more time for a fourth time, it will be Mirai versus Miku Aono. There must be a winner this time around. For the fourth time, they face off, just as big as any. This time, Ryogoku Sumo Hall. Boy, oh boy, can't wait to talk about their third match in a few minutes here. And the winner will move on in the very same night to face Bozilla for the United National Championship. One of them will become the first United National Champion. Then, of course, Queen of Queen, Utami Hayashishita versus Io Sky. First match in Japan in 6 years. I don't know what else I need to say. I will be having an article coming out this week over on WrestlePurist.com about the big time match, because I'm so excited. And then, of course, the planned main event, Julia versus Sari. If Julia can be cleared, she is still not cleared to compete. She said if she had the choice, she would be wrestling. She had no cast on at the press conference, which was good to see. And she grabbed the Marigold World Championship and said, if I'm cleared, we are fighting for this belt. So as we await the Marigold World title match to be official, right now it's just Julia versus Sari one-on-one, but I do think that can change very, very soon. Hopefully Julia is cleared by the time I am back talking on this microphone. So something to look forward to there. But before we get to the rest of this weekend in Marigold, let's talk about this past weekend. Because they had two shows, one in the Sendai Pit, another in Miyako for Mirai's homecoming show. So let's talk about Sendai Pit on Saturday. The opening match saw Chiaki defeat Komomo Minami. I think Komomo Minami is making the right strides. She's making the strides you want to see from a rookie who is now, what, four matches? Five matches? Not many. But she finally hit her DDT, and that's what mattered. I think Chiaki rules, obviously. This is the show where she did call out Nagisa Nozaki and wants to be a team with her. So that is your new heel duo moving forward here in Marigold, which I felt like was inevitable. Now Ishikawa and Natsumi Shizuki face Bozilla and Myla Grace. Lots of laughs for me in this match, in a good way. Now Ishikawa is so entertaining, so natural, so good at what she does. She has become she's in many ways become the sweetheart of Marigold. She's the one that everyone wants to see win. She doesn't do a very good job at it, but she's the one that everyone wants to see win. She was pinned here by Bozilla. I believe it was Bozilla. Yeah, via powerbomb. So tough life, expected. Natsumi Shozuki also rules. So there's that. Koki Mari versus Victoria Yuzuki. Now, this was an interesting match heading in. Koki is obviously the big time talked about potential superstar that came over from actress, but she was a project, right? Miku Ayano has stepped in and you put the world title on her tomorrow, and I think no one would question. But Koki, long term, felt like the one everyone believed in. And I don't know. To me, Gochika has been just outright being better than her for most of the run. But this was Koki's big time best showing. I thought her and Victoria Yuzuki really clicked. I thought Victoria Yuzuki was awesome in this. She did almost just like kill herself on a springboard drop kick she tried. That was terrifying. But otherwise, these two really hit a home run. Like, no, it's not a match of the year or anything. But for the experience levels and what I expected, it's incredible what Marigold has talent-wise. You know, a lot of new names still for people that they're learning, but, you know, as you watch each of these shows, you see strides for the wrestlers. And Koki had strides in this. And Victoria Yuzuki, she is a prodigy in every sense of the word. You know, I can't say that enough. She is so good. She is so talented. And between this and the Miku Ayano match, I was impressed this week from Yuzuki. Tommy Hayashishita and Mai Sakurai faced Nagisa Nozaki and Zeta Steel. Utami and Mai got the win. Mai Sakurai really made herself a good tag team wrestler. I keep saying that, but it's needed. She's made herself a good tag team wrestler. And I thought Zeta looked really good in this match as well. But, you know, my main takeaway was I'm ready. I want to see Utami versus Nagisa Nozaki. Give it. Sign me up. I'm here for that. You know, that's going to be a good one. Whenever it happens, it's going to be a good one. These two clicked in this tag. Utami's she's another world, folks. She's on another planet. She's just so freaking good. This was a fun tag. And then we had another passion injection match. Nai Takahashi defeating Gochika. Gochika took a lot in this match. You could see she was tired. You could see she was beat down. But damn it, she kept fighting. She even hit the swing on the Nai Takahashi, which was a wonderful surprise. A little terrifying, but a wonderful surprise. So shout out to Gochika. I think she's exceeded all expectations. Surprised in many ways. And this was another chance for her to do that. I really, really like Gochika. I think she and Koki are, you know, they're making the right strides you want to see from them as they, you know, they're kind of favorites for the tag belts whenever they come around. So it's nice to see them both clicking now in singles matches, you know. Hopefully that leads to their tags. And then in the main event for the third time, it was Mirai versus Miku Ayano, winner, advancing to Summer Destiny to face Bozilla. As you know, I went through the card. There's still not a winner. 60 minutes later, there's still not a winner. And I think this match was shocker. Great. These two have created greatness 3 times now. And in many ways, I think they've put on a better, or maybe not a necessarily, I think the second one was the best, but the third one was really close for me. They've been able to tell 3 different stories, right? They've been able to tell 3 different matches in short order and almost saving a lot for a fourth. This match started off with a bang. Miku didn't even let Mirai get the robe off before attacking. This match was go, 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 go. Both of them locking each other in big time submissions, you know, really putting pressure on each other. They clicked in every way once again, just brutal strikes. You can see the bruise on Mirai's leg from these matches, from those kicks that Miku throws at her. It's gnarly. It really is. But rules at the same time, Mirai is freaking kicking butt. Mirai is one of the best right now. Like, period. End story. She has gone to Marigold and shut up any doubters. She's confident. She's consistent. She's great. And Miku is, you know, Miku's freaking awesome. I freaking love Miku. I don't know. Sad I wasn't watching her more before this. They got two superstars here. This rivalry doesn't get old. Crowd got into this. This is the loudest I've heard of Sendai Pit for like anything in forever. At the end of the first fall, Miku hits the Styles Clash, but the time runs out. That's her finish. She had it. She was seconds away. If they didn't have a stoppage, seconds away from a win. At the end of the 5 minutes extra, Mirai hits her devastating lefty lariat, the Soul Crusher. And the time runs out as she goes for the pin. Perfectly done. Perfectly done. This match was fantastic. Like, these two just don't freaking miss. You run it three times. And I love that, you know, maybe this is probably the hot take. I don't care. I've actually loved that they've run it three times. Really, like, 60 minutes, neither of them could get it done. At the end of the day, that's what the story is. 60 minutes, they couldn't get it done. Now they're going to have one more match. Winner takes all. Winner moves on. Winner faces Bozilla that night. They could still both leave that night as losers. Or one could overcome the other finally and carry that into a match against the monster and overcome again. It's a great story, and you're making two people. You've made two wrestlers. You've made Mirai and Miku. Win or lose, you've made them. You've established Miku, someone that not everyone knew, as a star, as a main event talent, as a future champion. Now, the same can be said for Mirai, but Mirai has, in a way, gone from, okay, we know she's going to be one of the main eventers too. Oh, she might be the top baby face. Utami's just Utami. Mirai's the top baby face, it feels like. And that's an incredible accomplishment for her. Just a great match. Go out of your way to see it. It's on Wrestling Universe. Do it. Don't waste your time. Go do it. Who doesn't love good wrestling? And then they were in Miyako for the Mirai homecoming show. Quick results here. Natsumi Shozuki defeated Komomo Minami. Miku Aono defeated Victoria Yuzuki. I thought this was a good match. I think I like these matches because it makes you think, okay, what are we going to see next year, right? What is this going to look like next time around? And I think that's always exciting to me. Because a year from now, this could be a title match as far as I'm concerned. I wouldn't doubt anyone. Yuzuki's getting better and better and better. Koki Amare versus Chika Goto versus Nagisa Nozaki went to a triple threat. Originally, this was set to be a tag match, but Zeta Steel had to miss the show due to injury. She is back in action, though, this weekend, so it was a precautionary thing. Nozaki was pretty funny in this match. She kind of just disrespected them. She's like, whatever. You're not doing anything. It's interesting. None of these wrestlers can lose, but they're building them all up. I don't have a problem with the draw. And Nai Takahashi and Naoshikawa won. They won. The Passion Team won. The Passion Duo. God, I love these two together. They're so much fun. It's so much fun. They beat Bozilla and Myla Grace when Nanai pinned Myla Grace. Ishikawa was so happy to see the win. But I'm locked in. I'm locked in on Nanai versus Bozilla. I need that in my life. That they did it a little in this match. sold me on it. I'm so ready for that match. And then your main event, it was Mirai and Mai Sakurai defeating Utami Hayashishita and Chiaki when Mirai hit the lefty lariat, the soul crusher, to pin Chiaki in the middle of the ring. Mirai got the things. What are the things called? Not the confetti. The streamers. There we go. She got the streamers treatment, which was really cool. Hometown loved her. You can see Mirai, the Mirai jerseys are selling everywhere in the arena on both shows. It's so cool for her, you know. After last year and the struggles, you know, she got these chances and, you know, people doubted her. In a way, it seemed like she started to doubt herself towards the end there when she actually got the Wonder. She's full of so much confidence now. You know, she just feels natural, and I'm really happy for her. I really am. I root for Mirai big time. But yeah, those were the two shows this weekend. We have one more weekend before Summer Destiny. So here, let's take a look at it now. Packed, like I said, lots going on, as always, in the world of Marigold. So on Saturday, we will have a 5-match card as Kimomo Minami goes one-on-one with Momoka Hanazono. They're in Osaka. Big shock. But, you know, first Momoka Hanazono show up on this, show up. First Hanazono match in Marigold. Hopefully nowhere close to the last. Love Momoka Hanazono. We have Victoria Yuzuki versus Zeta Steel, which I find that to be an interesting match. I'm looking forward to that one. Natsumi Shozuki and Misa Matsui. So the two competitors for the Superfly belt face Nagisa Nozaki and Chiaki, who officially formed their team on this show. That should be good. And then in a rematch from last week, it'll be Nanai Takahashi and Nao Ishikawa against Bozilla and Maya Grace. And in your main event, super main event here, the Utami Hayashishita, Mirai, and Mai Sakurai. So in a way, the former Stardom team gets the former actress girls of Miku Aono, Koki Amari, and Chika Goto. I'm hyped for that one. But Sunday has an even better main event. Sunday, they head to... I don't know where they are Sunday. Whatever. Chika Goto versus Kimomo Minami, one-on-one. We'll have Koki Amare versus Myla Grace. Natsumi Shozuki versus Victoria Yuzuki versus Misa Matsui. I'm looking forward to that one. Nanai Takahashi, Nao Ishikawa, and Mai Sakurai get their first chance to team up ahead of the Shinobu Kandori match. They'll face Nagisa Nozaki, Chiaki, and Zeta Steel. In a gigantic main event, it will be Utami Hayashishita and Mirai forming the super duo. They'll face Miku Aono and Bozilla. Hell of a preview tag for Summer Destiny. Preview tag in a weird way, just for the United National, but it's highlighting your top four stars, really, of this build towards the show, right? With no Sari on the show, no Julia on the show, no Io, obviously, on the show. This is a big-time match, one that I'm greatly looking forward to. Should be another great match. Those will all be on Wrestling Universe next week, and I'll talk about them next week. Currently, the plan is to have Jamie Ross over from Wrestle Purist on the show. We will be talking Marigold, which I'm looking forward to. We'll be talking previewing in-depth Summer Destiny. We'll be talking everything from Stardom, the TJPW show, and the Marigold shows as much as we can see. We're going to try to get that out early next week. If you're looking for more content from me, I'm working on the Future of Joshi series. Haven't announced that yet officially, but I have 20 wrestlers filled out. Got a lot of people working towards the goal of putting together something really cool. I love putting this list together. And I'm also working on an article for EO versus Utami, which should be out this coming week as well. And if all goes right, we will have an interview out as well. I don't know why I said we. I will have an interview out as well, hopefully this coming week, in hype of Marigold. So that's it. It is. I am ending this recording at 2:07 a.m. Oof. But hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you have fun. I know I did. And we'll be back next week. Next week really marks the beginning of a gigantic start. Next week, we're talking Summer Destiny. Next week, we're talking the Sendai's Korokin. Next week, we're talking Micah versus Tomoko Inaba. The week after that is, you know, reviewing all those shows and, you know, getting prepared for the big weekend for Stardom at the end. And then we have a 5-star Grand Prix. There's just so much. And I freaking love it. We have Sarism at the end of the month. You get it. Like, I love this shit, you know? I really do. I really do. I love doing this. I love talking about this. And I hope you love listening to me talk about it. So if you do, follow me at Scotty Wrestling on Twitter if you don't already. And yeah, that will be that. Until next time, everyone. See ya.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.